USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a Baltimore, Maryland suburb, they're still looking for the body of a Maryland National Guardsman who was swept away by raging floodwaters down the city's main street on Sunday. In Ellicott City, Edison Hermond was helping a woman look for her cat when he disappeared.
He, along with some other folks, went back to assist her, and unfortunately, during that effort, they saw him go under the water and not surface.
Meanwhile, two TV journalists from South Carolina are dead after a tree fell on their SUV as they were covering what was still subtropical storm Alberto, which is now just a depression. Anchor Mike McCormick and photojournalist Aaron Schmelzer of WYFF in Spartanburg covering those rainstorms in North Carolina when the accident happened yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Starbucks is to close more than 8,000 company-owned stores this afternoon for racial bias education of its workers. The training is meant to prevent discrimination and to make sure everyone feels safe and welcome, according to Starbucks executives. It stems from the arrests of two black men at a Philadelphia store that sparked a nationwide backlash earlier this year. An Indiana middle school teacher and football coach who was shot three times on Friday as he tackled a student gunman who'd opened fire at Noblesville West Middle School says he wasn't a hero in what he did. He just did what had to be done.
My actions on that day, in my mind, were the only acceptable actions I could have done given the circumstances. I deeply care for my students and their well-being, so that is why I did what I did that day.
Jason Seaman speaking at a news conference over the weekend after being released from the hospital. A 13-year-old student who was wounded in the shooting is said to be in critical but stable condition. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
If you're heading on a vacation, have you tried Airbnb? And if so, is it legal in the city where you booked? Well, it all depends on the zoning of the property you are renting, but one city that is fighting illegal rentals is Miami Beach. Miami Beach Mayor Dan Galpert explains why.
They may work in some places, but they don't really work here, because at the end of the day, it's not the mom and pops that we're seeing here. We're seeing commercialized, predatory companies that are trying to commercialize our residential communities. It's not about a mom and pop or a grandmother wanting to bring in a college kid to make him chicken soup at night. It's people taking very nice properties, buying them, and turning them into essentially a flop house.
Airbnb's head of global policy, Chris Lehane, says not so fast.
I've yet to see a program being run by any mayor, any elected official, that in this time of economic inequality is generating $6,100 for a typical middle-class family, all without the expenditure of a single taxpayer dollar.
And what about those illegal listings in Miami Beach?
What seems to me that would be a common sense solution for Miami Beach, happy to do this if they actually really want to sit down and have a constructive conversation, is you could take that 35% of the city that's a residential area, make that an exclusionary zone. Allow the activity to be able to take place in the 65% of the city that's actually explicitly zoned for this type of activity.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.